me. Sorry. Do you speak English?
No, I don't. Sorry.
Hello, welcome to episode, what is it? Oh God.
30,
what would you think? 31? No, don't be silly.
Oh God.
Episode 37.
Wow.
Of the Easy English Podcast.
Hello.
I planned for us an episode about George's question from the last episode, asking how much the royal family affects our day-to-day life in the UK.
Didn't we talk about the royals before? We did a video episode about the Queen's Jubilee with Kari from Easy German, who's a big Crown fan, a Netflix series.
Yeah, I mean, that is already one way in which the royal family affects their part of
the world.
Yeah, they're back again into common culture. There was a period, I think, between Diana and now where they were kind of had a bit of a dip, but now they're kind of like influencers. They live a life of influencers in a way, don't they?
I guess they're representatives of the monarchy, but in a way, I think they see themselves also as representatives of Britain, of the Commonwealth.
They have some power in the sense of they don't have any...
They're influential.
Yeah, exactly.
To a lot of people still.
If they mention a brand or something, then they can have or talk badly about a brand.
But they don't do that on purpose. They don't want to be political, and they are actually... Yeah. They shouldn't be, right? From the legal stand.
They shouldn't be, but obviously, like, if you think of Harry and Meghan, they had a Spotify. And did Kate and William also have a Spotify?
No, I don't think so.
Harry and Kate had a Spotify podcast, right? Well, exclusive.
Do they still have that?
No, I don't know.
I've never listened to it.
It got dropped.
Okay.
Because they're so boring. But
are they?
But Spotify obviously has like...
I actually like their Netflix series. I found it quite entertaining.
That was good.
Yeah.
But if you think they have these brands that they promote, they put their stamp on things that they agree with, principally like things that are British made.
Ah, true, yeah. Like very old traditional products, like brown sauce.
Twinings tea?
I love Twinings tea.
Because the royal family love them, or?
No. Are tea cakes also?
I think they also have the royal seal of approval.
Isn't that, wow. They were the very first influencers then.
Yeah, really?
They put their name on it. You know, nowadays you see like this new lipstick approved by Jess from the block. I don't know. I don't know how people go, but you know, you have like, and then he's like, as seen on, blah, blah, blah. So the royal stamp was the first influencer thing.
Before we carry on with this week's episode, if you are listening to this wondering, what are they talking about? I don't understand them. Is this English? Yes, it is English, and I'm probably not speaking clearly enough. So to help you, if you're an English learner, why don't you become an Easy English podcast member by going to easyenglish.video/membership? And by helping to support Easy English by becoming a podcast member, we in return will send you, firstly, the after show, which is when the public show finishes, the after show begins for a members-only chat where we talk about more private matters about myself and Easy and what we're up to with Easy English and future plannings and little announcements we might have. But most importantly, you'll get the interactive transcript, which translates the whole podcast into a variety of different languages that you can read through on your phone, on your laptop, on the go, to help you follow along and understand what we're talking about. So to get the interactive transcript and the after show, become an Easy English podcast member at easyenglish.video/membership. It would be funny if the royals also had put their stamp on like a cologne, because I'd love to see, you know, how all aftershave and perfume products, they always have the most insane advertisements because they don't really know how to advertise smelly water. So they also have mad ones like Adam Driver running topless on a beach being chased by a horse. That's how you sell a cologne. I'd love to see one of like Prince William swimming in like a crystal lake selling his new aftershave.
walking through a rose garden more, I think. Well,
what would an aftershave be called that was promoted by the royals? Decadence by King Charles. Camilla's one would be called Decadence and Elegance. From the King and the Queen, we bring you Decadence by King Charles and Elegance by the Queen Consort.
Yeah, so they do have a huge influence if you think about it, because we did an episode already quite some time ago to ask people about how, if they like the royals.
Mm.
And I was quite surprised that actually we nearly only got yeses. But we also didn't do it in Brighton Centre, where we probably would have got the opposite, but outside of Brighton in a more conservative area.
That's true.
And the south of Britain in any way is a bit more conservative. Like Brighton is a, Brighton City is a little island in it.
Yeah.
But we weren't in the city for the interviews where we for sure would have gotten another picture.
Yeah.
But yeah, in conservative Britain, in maybe 60 years upwards Britain, they are definitely still very important. Surprising to me, as someone that moved to this country, that they actually are. Because obviously in my generation, and also in with our friends and the people that we hang out with, the royals are not a thing.
Mm.
Like, it's more like something that you find a bit awkward. It's something from another time. It's also connected to a lot of suffering in the world, a lot of bad things.
Yeah.
The kingdom, the queendom, it's something to be criticized, to be very critical about, doubtful about, or sometimes a bit amusing even because of all the things that you kind of connect with life 200 years ago or 150 years ago.
Mm.
So if you watch Charles' coronation, how in a way ridiculous that all was, with what he was wearing, the dress changes he made, what he was holding in his hand. I mean, obviously he was also not very happy about it. I mean, it was a long, long hour, long thing. We talked about it, this also on the podcast.
Yeah.
So you can go back and listen to those episodes, or one episode that we talked about that.
Yeah.
I think one before and one after the coronation. But it's obviously a bit like, you have a bit of like a unbelieving face when you watch this.
Well, the hilarious thing is it means nothing. That cape now means nothing. That scepter means nothing anymore.
Well, it means a lot of money, a lot of influence. That's the thing. It does mean something, not for politics.
Yeah, but he's not then going, right, now you get to rule the country. It's like, now you get to be the head of your Instagram account.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But yeah, if you think about how many people firmly stand behind the monarchy, behind the royals, then it does have an influence, quite a big one.
Of course, yeah. And I think actually, in a sense, that's what they're sort of trying to figure out. Like, where do they now sit in modern day society? Now that obviously the Commonwealth was like that step of rejecting and apologizing for previous historical acts. Now that the Commonwealth Queen has gone, you've now got this king who's like, what do I do now? Now that the empire's kind of, you know, countries are celebrating their own independence, what do they do now? And he's like trying to take up this mantle of being more eco-focused and...
Which is actually, I can say, a very positive thing, because that is lacking in UK politics massively.
And William is focusing on like mental health. His thing is all about...
Isn't that
like,
more Harry?
No, Prince William does lots.
Both of them. I think both of them did it because of their mom dying.
Yeah, of course.
Cope with it.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, still, I find it very weird, this whole old world thing.
Yeah.
So we were all part of the military. We go and like applaud the troops. And
that's a weird one.
It's a weird one.
The
I
connection
don't know.
To the armed forces is always sits a bit weird with me, because it's a kind of a bit, I understand in a sense, because England has, you know, if you think of like World War II and World War I, they always sort of championed the veterans. Now, when you think of conflicts, do you like the fact the royal family are kind of supporting the troops?
Yeah, let's not go into that topic because that will be a complete thing to talk about and discuss. But yeah, from what Georgia asked, how they influence everyday life, they, as we already said, they don't influence or they shouldn't influence politics. They don't do really. There's like little hints here and there.
The
like
Queen was definitely for against Brexit.
Yeah, it was kind she of was like clear. In colours of her dresses or like she had, didn't he, she even have stars on her.
Oh yeah, she wore blue dress. And stars.
Yeah, so they did show that, which was a welcome move for me. Yeah. but in general, they don't influence the important countries' actions.
Yeah, yeah. But they would never say if they're Tory or Labour or...
No. But they are very, very present in everyday life everywhere. Well, first in media, obviously, which is, actually right now people are discussing a picture of Kate. It's already a bit old news, isn't it? Probably they were very old news, which she photoshopped her first picture after her surgery 2 months ago.
She photoshopped, you're saying? You're going along with that story.
Oh, no, whatever. Someone photoshopped it. Maybe it was Princess Charlotte or whoever. Someone photoshopped the picture. They put out the first picture after her surgery in January. She wasn't seen since then, which is a very not royal thing.
Yeah. Because
you always show someone if they had like surgery on or an illness and let them have a little wave from the balcony.
A couple of hours after popping out a little sprog, they were like, oh!
Yeah, hello.
After hours of labor. I'm
good. Yeah. So that is confusing the country.
Yeah. It's
and the world.
Still waiting to see what comes of it because there needs to be a retort now. Now this photo has obviously been taken back by the royals. They now have to say or do something, right?
I mean, this gossip is obviously all entertaining but stupid.
Yeah.
In a way, I have to say, there's now obviously everyone is jumping on it. But then also there's all those people that say, like, leave them alone, which... Yeah. I would always support because leave people alone. They have their private life, especially if they have to recover from something, if they have to rest, leave them the F alone.
Yeah.
But the way the monarchy is built up and the way that they are always so like present everything, be everywhere and I want to be or we want to be influential.
Then they have to be current.
It's a bit hypocritical then.
Yeah, like you said from this Meghan and Harry Netflix documentary, it's like they go on about how they hate the newspapers, but they typically at the end of the year invite them all for a Christmas party.
Yeah, even the bad ones, right? The Sun.
They get all of them, the sort of tabloid press. They just say all throughout the whole year, oh, they're bloody liars. They're trying to run us into the ground. And then at Christmas, come over for a little buffet.
Relationships. Well, basically, I don't know. Isn't it that, I mean, they have a PR team.
Yeah,
are they not actually giving... I mean, I've heard this from a lot of also Hollywood stars or so, that you give a little.
Yeah.
And then you like feed them a little.
Yeah.
Probably also what you want to be out there. And then, it's a nasty, weird world. But anyway.
Well, that's their life now. They are living the life of like sort of A-list celebrities, you know.
Yeah. In general, leave people alone. Leave people, especially if they're ill, leave them alone. I could tell that. Leave me alone, I'll be ill. Leave them alone. But I just wanted to say they're all over the news at the moment. They're kind of in some newspapers, always in the news. But now they're even in the more serious newspapers. Yeah. They even talk about this. So that's surprising. I think Harry told me it was in the New York Times, but I don't know if that was a joke.
No, it is in New York Times. And
I mean, come on.
No.
Because there is. There comes the thing on top, not only leave them alone, we got so many other topics and issues in the world that we don't really have to discuss the photo.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it also brings a bit of light discussion next to all the horrible news.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it should be seen. It's like, there's no importance to it, but it's a bit of fun really, isn't it? And that's, I think they know that.
But yeah, and before I come to the question, how it is actually in everyday life, it's a weird relationship with the press and I completely understand that Harry and Meghan left this circus because I know now comes the critic, but now they go to Netflix now and do this, but why wouldn't they tell their story? And why wouldn't they do things in the public eye anymore? I mean, she had a career before. She can go back to being an actress or so. She was a public figure before that. So I don't get that critic that much, but I completely understand how it can influence mental health. And why not leave it? If we are so modern and progressive, let them go. Let them have their own life in California.
And what do you think will happen with the three kids that are still part of the royal family when they grow up? Because they'll be the first generation that has grown up with like social media throughout their entire lives. Where do you think that will go?
I'm not sure. How long will monarchy still stand?
Oh, forever.
Forever?
Yeah.
Really?
Think of the amount of money it brings in tourism. Everyone comes to see the palace guards and, you know.
Now that Brexit happened, and if the monarchy would go now, it would maybe even have negative consequences for the country financially. Yeah, I don't know. I think it will go the same way.
TikTok coronation, 15 seconds.
Plus, they would use social media. If they use newspapers and magazines all the time, they will. I mean, they are all on social media. I don't think a lot of things will change. I hope they do. But I think those kids will be brought up the same way that William was brought up. And they will do the same things and they will play polo and...
Shaking hands with random leaders of countries.
Travel around the world. The weddings, I like to watch those. Quite funny, isn't it?
They'll be running like charities protecting the rights of AI robots. They're people too!
I hope they do good things, at least if it all exists and if they're still there. I hope they go into, environmentalism, animal rights. But yeah, use your influence wisely. That's what I would like to say, because you have influence, and that's what I meant with environmentalism. If you can use it for those things, do that and not for other things. But yeah. We don't go into detail now because obviously there's a lot of doubtful things too. And but I hope we could give you a picture just quickly about everyday life. They're very present basically everywhere. You go around when Charles' coronation was, for weeks before and weeks after, there were UK flags all over the Union Jack, all over, everywhere. In the postal office, in the cafe, in the streets, everywhere. There were pictures of Charles everywhere. Same, obviously, when the Queen died. I think, did we put out some pictures back then that I took in our district?
There was just a picture of her face in the local estate agents and in the charity shop.
Yeah, the real estate agency, the post office. I mean, the post office is royal. It's called the Royal Mail.
Royal Mail.
By His Majesty.
Yeah.
Then we have
HMRC.
The HMRC.
Which is your local, is your tax office.
Well, not local.
It's a national tax office.
Yeah.
His Majesty's Royal... His Majesty's Revenue and Customs.
Yes.
Boats. His Majesty's... da-da-da-da, whatever
boats.
The name. Like ships, naval ships. And
the RNLI.
Oh, yeah. The Royal National... Lifeguards Institution? The Royal National Lifeboat Institution.
Lifeboat Institute. They do an amazing job, by the way. We still want to cover their work one day, maybe with a video. Saving people from the sea. Then, oh my God, everything, right? Well, as we already said, their products with their name on. Brown sauce, tea, and all of that.
It says, I just looked on Google, and it says, there are 800... holders of the royal warrant, which have the royal seal. And sometimes you could call it the royal blah blah blah, but if not, you just call it your name and you show that it's granted.
Interesting would be to know, how did this come? How did they take over the post, this and that? What's in the royal name? What is privatized, you know? Like, those things would be interesting. Maybe do another episode on that and we just read them all out.
I mean, I guess you could probably apply. We should apply. Imagine
Royal
that.
Easy English.
A warrant from the king. That'd be great. Why not?
HMEE. His Majesty Easy English.
His Majesty's Easy English.
His Majesty's Easy English.
Could you imagine?
That would be a tongue twister. His Majesty's Easy English.
Trusts. There's like pet areas of land which are... protected and sort of commissioned by
the Royal. Isn't that National Trust? Is that royal?
Yeah, but there are things like buildings and gardens, like old buildings that would have been like homes for kings and queens, and that would be like...
There is even universities or
colleges
that are royal.
The Royal College of London, Royal College of Art. Oh, yeah.
It's everywhere. Yeah, it really is monarchy everywhere. Monarchy is everywhere in everyday life. You don't, like for me, obviously when I moved here, it was like, first I didn't really notice that much, but then after some time I was like, yeah. What? Wait.
Yeah, when your eyes sort of...
yeah, see the whole picture. Now I'm used to it, but I can absolutely understand, obviously, from my point, where I'm coming from, that is very confusing.
It means nothing, but it obviously has a big impact because it is everywhere.
Okay, that was a long one. Maybe we leave it with that.
Yeah, we hope you did. We hope you did. We hope we did you proud there, Georgia, and gave you a bit of an insight.
Proud? For what?
Yeah, because she...
But, I hope we could answer your question at least partially.
Maybe you could also write in or leave us a message if you'd like to by going to easyenglish.fm about any things we might have missed that you've noticed. Have you watched the Royal Netflix documentaries or TV shows? And what's your opinion on Kate Middleton?
What does that mean?
Is she a good Photoshopper or not? Would you employ her to work for your firm? I think not. She's terrible.
I don't think she photoshopped. Oh, okay, let's not go into that.
Okay, we'll see you next time.
Ta-ra.
Ta-ra.